Today's reading comes from 1 Peter 5, 8 to the end. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. With the help of Silas, whom I regard as a faithful brother, I've written to you briefly, encouraging you and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Stand fast in it. She who is in Babylon, chosen together with you, sends you her greetings, and so does my son Mark. Greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace to all of you who are in Christ.
Great! Hey everybody, it's Rick Sunday apparently, so let's crack on, hey? I will pray for you all later, do not worry. How's your TV watching been over lockdown? Mine has gone up, it's fair to say. And I was searching through, trying to find something to watch, and I came across a film that I probably first watched when it first came out in 1993, which was Jurassic Park. What an epic film it was, especially that moment when T-Rex appears and all you see is the ripple on the water of the top of the cup. It is spintingly incredible. If you're old enough to watch it, watch it. I noticed that then they did do Jurassic 2, Jurassic 3. I should state that over lockdown, I haven't just done a dinosaur binge watch, all right? I just haven't done that. But I did pick up Jurassic World. And what I want you to do is, if you're not watching this on your phone, I want you to find a picture on your phone right now of the bit where Chris Pratt, who is the character, looking after his velociraptors, okay? I want you to find that picture, because as we read this bit of scripture, that's what I had in my mind as I was praying about what to talk about. So, Jurassic World is actually a little bit better than the other two, and I'll leave the rest to you. But you have this picture, hopefully you've found it, and there's Chris Pratt like this, and he's got this little clicker in his hand, and he's surrounded by three of these velociraptors. Keep that picture on your phone. Okay, and I'm going to open up and we're going to look at what God's word says. Thanks, Abby, for reading it. It starts off with, be sober, be alert and of sober mind. Well, what is that really kind of looking at? Well, for me, as I was thinking it through, Peter isn't just saying, trust God and everything's going to be great. I think what he's saying is we also have a choice as to how we keep our minds sober, how we keep our focus clear on God. And so we have a responsibility. We can't just go, I've given my life to Jesus, everything's great, I'll do whatever. No, we have to follow the way that Jesus is asking us to live, and we have to live in the right way. Otherwise, we get distracted and go off on some mad tangent that we don't really need to go on. And then he says these words, your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Now have that picture of the dinosaurs, all right? Because those dinosaurs are looking at Chris Pratt at that point, and they're thinking, lunchtime. And that's a little bit like what the enemy is doing when we're getting to that point where we're being tempted, and are we going to choose to go there or not? That's that point where it's that the devil's there ready, right? And there's times I would probably not do live here on YouTube where I could say, actually, I have dropped and I've gone on the route of temptation. And all of us, I'm sure, could think of times when we've done that. And how we feel after that is horrible. It's rubbish. But I do also know that I've got a God who loves me, and a God who will always welcome me back. You see, Satan, the enemy, not only seeks to kind of deceive us like the serpent way at the beginning of the story, but also he seeks to devour us like a lion. And I think the enemy uses four things. He uses doubt, he uses deny, So he makes us to doubt what it is. He makes us deny who God is. He makes us think, I'll just disregard it. I won't listen to that bit of the Bible. I won't use that bit because, oh, you know. And then he asks us to almost disobey. Doubt, deny, disregard, and disobey. And I know that for me, that's happened. I've doubted God. I think, oh, he can't do that, or he won't. I can't come back to him again because I keep on doing, and I get frustrated with myself. But I do know that God says, come to me. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. That's the God that we worship. That's the God that we love. And even though we will mess up from time to time, God still is there with his arms wide open going, come, I will make you good again. I will purify you. And this is kind of a theme that Peter keeps on talking about. We've visited this stuff throughout this letter. And despite those four things that start with D, I'm going to give you three things that start with R, just because that's the start of Rick. So, first one is respect. Verse 8 says, and we've already looked at it, be sober in mind. For me, I think we have to be respectful of the fact that the enemy is around. We can see it in our world today. We can see it all over the place. That doesn't mean that we bow down to it. That doesn't mean that we bow down to the enemy. What it means is we are aware. Chris Pratt is well aware, as his character, what Blue and his mates or her mates can do in respect of they could have him for lunch. All right, that's why he stands there like this and he sometimes touches on the nose. And he's got that clicker and they respond to it. He's not ruled by them. In fact, at one point in the film, he says, I'm the alpha male. And so there is this response of respect, but he's not going to allow them too close. If we think about the story of Peter, had he given that kind of respect towards Satan, maybe he wouldn't have fallen asleep. But then maybe that's another thing to think about. You know, when Jesus had said, look, watch, pray, don't be tempted to fall asleep. He still does. And maybe we need to get that respect aright. That doesn't mean we worship it. It means that we go, wait a minute, it's there. I'm going to leave it right there. The second R is recognize. So we're respecting it, not giving it all the glory, but we are recognizing. Be alert, he says. Know the enemy. Know the areas of your life where you recognize are the weaker points. Because I've watched plenty of David Attenborough's, and the lions always take the weaker one. So where are those areas of our lives where we are weaker? Because the enemy does know those as well. What is it that Chris Pratt does? He keeps his eyes focused and knows who he is. He recognizes this is the danger. Okay, what am I going to do to get out of this? What am I going to do for this not to happen? Maybe if Peter had been that little bit more able to see, to recognize what was going on that Good Friday, maybe he may not have said, I don't know him, I don't know him, I don't know him. I don't know. And the third R is resist. Verse 9, Peter writes, resist him. Stand firm in faith. We do have a choice. We can say no to the temptations and to the battles. We can run away from it. In this little bit of the picture in the film, this is a point where someone has fallen into the cage and the velociraptor has gone, oh great, it's lunchtime, and they run in, and then Chris Pratt dives in, and then he's there, and then he says, "Shut the gate," he says, after one of the guys has got in, and they're like, "Shut the gate? Why would we do that?" And then he knows that the gate is slowly shutting behind him, and then he does one and gets behind the cage. We have a choice when we are there at that moment of temptation to do a 180 and walk the other way. We don't need to entertain it. God is our safety and our refuge. Maybe if Peter had resisted, maybe Jesus wouldn't have had to put that guy's ear back on in the garden. So, we respect, we recognize, and we resist. Know the enemy is there. All right. But earlier, like last week, what Gareth was talking about, 1 Peter says that, he says it, he writes this: "Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you." God does care. He hears you. He knows your voice. He will listen to your prayers. Even those moments when you think, "I can't go to him again," God still says, "I'm here." And the other thing to recognize as well is that what it says in verse 9 is, also, don't forget, and I'll find it here, remember, the family of believers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings. You're not alone in this. Over lockdown, we've done Zoom Youth, which has been epic. I've loved it. And in these last 6 weeks, we've been looking at some pretty big topics. And we were talking about mental health. And I think that for a lot of us, although we hear about mental health, actually, it can feel as though it's just me on my own. But know that there are so many people struggling with mental health. And as we talked about that with our young people, it was so good just to start to see those guys go, I'm not alone. And in the temptations, you are not alone. But there is a way for us to kick back. How do we resist? Well, there is a sporting term that defense is your best form of... the best form of defense is attack. This is why I wanted to do it live, because I couldn't have done that if it was all recorded. So, defense. Your best form of attack is defense. All right, no, it's not. The best form of defense is attack. Got it, Gareth. It's all good. So when we think about that, what does that mean? Well, for me, if I'm going to go on the attack, I need to pray. I need to know who God is in that moment and know that he is there. I also need to know my Bible, because when we look at the story of Jesus, how he is tempted, he responds every time, but it is written, and he quotes scripture back at the enemy. So we pray, we get into God's word, and then finally, we worship. Because I know for me that when I start worshiping, all those horrible things that are tempting me or whatever it might be, they seem to just disappear. Because actually what I do when I worship is I bring God right into the middle of what I'm into. And so, how do you resist? Well, how do I resist? I pray. I remember scripture. And I worship. There's a great song, "Raise a Hallelujah," which we're going to sing very, very soon. But it says these words: "I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. I raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. I raise a hallelujah. Heaven comes to fight for me." Guys, I want to pray that God will hold you tightly. That when we are feeling tempted, when we're getting surrounded and we can see the enemy like those velociraptors, Let's do the three R's and let's worship, pray, and know God's word.